On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We do welcome you in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for the next 2 hours. We're with you till 8 o'clock this evening, just wrapping up Rush Hour Sports. And now we'll take you till 8 o'clock this evening with Sports Open Line. We got a lot going on the program this evening. In about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk with our good friend Earl Austin Jr. Of course, you hear him on Slew Bilkins' broadcast. As Slew Bilkins basketball, they are looking pretty darn good. They had a very solid weekend. It was good to see what they were able to do against a pretty solid Grand Canyon squad. They won by 14, 78 to 64, and now they've got a little bit of time until their next game. They'll get the week, and they'll play on Friday against Purdue Fort Wayne, and then that's going to take them essentially all the way until right around Thanksgiving when they're going to go out to California for an event that goes on out there. So Earl Austin Jr. will give us his thoughts on what he has seen here in the early going from the Billikens. At about 6:35 this hour, we'll talk with another one of our friends, Brian Walton. He is part of, really, he's the owner and proprietor of thecardinalnation.com. We'll talk to him about maybe what to expect for the Cardinals to bring in during this period of the offseason, where you think that they're likely to bring in some more younger players, some more prospect-level players. What is the value for Brendan Donovan? And then also, what's these other guys getting to the big leagues. So Brian's going to join us at about 6:35. Next hour, we will talk with Mike Meyer from STL Sports Central. He covers the Blues for them. It is it's not great right now for the Blues. Not great at all. When you've got a veteran guy talking after the game about the team going on autopilot in a loss, that is not what you want to hear at all. And that's what we heard out of Justin Falk after their most recent loss. So we'll talk with Mike Meyer coming up. We'll also hear some of what Jim Montgomery had to say today. He did meet with the media, and we'll play back some of his comments as the Blues are getting set to go on the road. And they're going to be on the road for a while. They're going to play 5 games out east. Starts with a game against Toronto tomorrow. Then they'll go to Philadelphia. After that, they'll still have games against the Islanders and the Rangers and the Devils before eventually being able to return home. Starting with baseball, though, we're kind of in a weird period of the calendar where the GM meetings have wrapped up, but we're still a few weeks out from the winter meetings getting underway. Of course, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. There's no rule that says that you can't make moves on Thanksgiving and right around it, but you tend to not see a whole lot of activity around that time. So, you know, I mentioned this with this is how I started Rush Hour Sports, talking with Bernie Miklas. We were kind of having fun, and we were kind of joking around about the fact that the GM meetings seemed like something that you could do in an email, or seemed like something you could do on a Zoom call. And once they took place and I read and I took in all the various reporting, I was really glad the GM meetings took place, because I was glad that Heim Bloom was able to get in a room with all the various individuals that lead the baseball operations for other teams across Major League Baseball and start to have some conversations about what might be available. And there's been some reporting that in the past, maybe there's been some wishy-washiness or some back-and-forth feelings from the Cardinals in their communication with other teams about what they were wanting to do. And I don't know how real that is or not. It's not my, not something that I have any insight on. I've read the reporting on it, and bluntly, it doesn't really matter right now if that is, if there's truth to it or not. But what does matter is that the Cardinals take this offseason as a way to make their organization that much more healthy. And being a healthier organization doesn't always mean that you're going to win more games the next season. In fact, I don't know what it's going to look like this next season. I'm probably going to feel very similar to this upcoming season that I did this past season, that they're probably a team that is around 500 or so. And that's kind of what they were this past year. They finished below 500, and they didn't win a whole lot of games over the final week or so, especially after they were eliminated from, you know, officially eliminated from postseason contention. But all that being said, what can you do to make your organization healthier this offseason, where when this team is ready to contend at a much higher level, at a division-winning level, at a league-winning level, and at a World Series-winning level, when you're back at that point, do you have the pieces in your organization that you need to make that a reality? And what they do this offseason could, not a guarantee that it will, but could go a long way towards that happening. And again, I realize who I'm talking to. I know there's people who are just tired, who are sick and tired of hearing the talk about trading off major league pieces and bringing in prospects and all of that. And I get it. I get it. That's not what you want right now. But I think what you do want is a team that's going to compete at a pretty high level moving forward. And they got to get back to that point. And probably the quickest way to get back to that point is to make some hard, uncomfortable decisions. But there's also some hard, uncomfortable decisions that could result in the team having some nice pieces available, not just for this season, but for years to come. For example, what Bernie and I were talking about last hour when it comes to Sonny Gray. If you do trade Sonny Gray, you are walking away from as much as $40 million, because he's going to make $35 million this upcoming season, plus there's a $5 million buyout if you don't take that final year of his contract. Now, I'm hesitant to believe that another team's going to eat all $40 million for Sonny Gray. Not impossible. The Cardinals probably would have to eat some of that, but the Cardinals paid so little for Gray in his first season, that doesn't bother me if they've got to eat a little bit of that contract. But if all of a sudden, if $20 or $25 million comes off the books and you're in a position where you can bring in somebody and they are somebody who's going to be available this upcoming season, but somebody you've got club control on, even if the number's a little bit higher than you might want, maybe it is a free agent. I don't think they're going to be overly active in free agency, but maybe something does present itself. You might be able to do something a little bit unexpected because that money comes off the books. That's not me trying to push Sonny Gray out the door. I like Sonny Gray a lot. I think he's clearly been the best starting pitcher that the Cardinals have had over the last couple of years, and has given them the best chance to win on any given, you know, any given night that he goes out and pitches. But the reality of the situation is that Gray is likely to get moved this offseason. So if we accept the realities of the situation, how could that benefit the Cardinals? And while there obviously is going to be some long-term benefit to it, is there any short-term benefit to it as well? Not a guarantee. Not a guarantee. But is there a possibility that it could result in somebody coming in that can contribute this year because they've got years attached to them? yeah, that is a possibility, and we'll have to wait and see how that's all going to play out. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk Billikens basketball. Our good friend Earl Austin Jr., you hear him working alongside of Bob Ramsey on all the Billikens radio broadcast. We'll hear from Earl coming up in just a moment. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. KMOX is your home for Billikens basketball. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. always bringing you those games. You'll hear them again coming up on Friday night when they play host to Purdue Fort Wayne over at Chaffetz Arena. Billikens are coming off a really good 78-64 win against Grand Canyon on Saturday. And with that, we're very happy to welcome on to the program. I just mentioned a moment ago, he is alongside of Bob Ramsey. He is on the Billiken broadcast. He is Earl Austin Jr. Earl, always appreciate you finding some time for us. How are you?
It's my pleasure, man. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. It's great to be able to talk to you. It's great to once again be able to hear you and Ram are doing your thing. How much fun is it right now watching this team? Because they've gone out to a 4-0 start, and they haven't played perfect games. There's certainly been some issues in some of these games, but it seems like every single night something pretty cool is going on, and maybe it's a different individual that's being able to step forward.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. It's always fun to broadcast Billiken basketball, but this has the makings of being a special team. What I like about it is that they play well together, and they, like we talked about, they have a lot of depth. They go 9 deep, possibly 10 on some nights. Each night is a different guy, but they play hard on both ends of the court. We got guys that can shoot. I think what's most entertaining about it, they play fast. I mean, they play at a breakneck speed. Sometimes the ball may go flying. So if you're sitting in the front row of the band, you may want to have your head on a swivel, pay attention, because that ball could come at you. But they're able to keep 9 guys coming at you in waves and everything. And that's why they've been able to kind of break away from teams normally in that second half. But it's been a treat to watch, just to watch them play. And I think fans will start to pick up on it as this season goes along.
We found out that sophomore guard Amari McCautry is the A-10 men's basketball player of the week. Last week averaged 21.5 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Had 23 against Lindenwood, had 20 against Grand Canyon. It's interesting that I ask you about somebody other than Robbie Avila to start the interview. We'll get to him in a second. But McCautry's obviously had a sensational start to his season.
Yes, he has. You can see him it started at the end of his freshman year. We had injuries, and it kind of forced him into playing time late in the season. In our last game of the season, our NIT lost to Arkansas State. He had 20 points and 10 rebounds, so it's kind of a good stop jumping off point. He's come back stronger. His jump shot, look, he's hitting his free throws. He's starting to be a little bit better from the outside, but when it comes to driving to the basket and finishing around the rim, he's as good as anybody. He's got this 7-foot wingspan, and he can finish with the right hand, left hand, at all kinds of different angles. And then he can also defensively can cause problems with that wingspan. At the end of the first half, we were up 5. He scored on the layup, and then when they were going for the last shot, he picked the guy's pocket and went in for a layup, and the lead went from 5-9. And he's just starting. His arrow is always pointing up, and he's just going to continue to get better and better.
Yeah, you talk about finishing and being able to finish in different ways, and that's something that maybe we don't talk about a lot with basketball players, but it's so important that when you're close to the basket, you're able to, no matter how you're being defended, that you're able to get to the basket and finish what you're trying to do. Earl, in all your years doing this, who is the best finisher that you've seen?
The Joker, probably. His touch is just amazing. On those little 4- and 5-foot floaters, 8-foot, he gets the rebound. And it's like a surgeon out there how he does it. And it never hits the rim. And and there's other guys that have that. He's like a guy that hits floating shot. But you watch Joker working on that basket, and it's just like turnaround 6- and 7-foot shots around the basket. He seems to never miss those. And those are tough shots. He could be knocked down, banging around, and he just puts them in with just a death touch.
I said we would get to Robbie Avila. Nice start to the season for him. He's scoring in double figures like he expected him to. The rebounds are at a pretty nice place. I think sometimes we expect so much out of him, and because he's such a skilled player, a lot of people downgrade what he did last year, and last year was a really, really solid season for him. What have you seen from him so far? What more can he do? How would you evaluate the 4-game start for him?
Robbie's been very good. First of all, he's been very good defensively. People have been switching out on screens, or we blitz the screen. He's moving his feet. He'll get a block shot here. He'll get a deflection or a steal. So he's really become more engaged on the defensive end. On the offensive end, he's very efficient. He doesn't have to do everything because we got 9 guys. Last year, he had 2 or 3 times teams could just double off of him, double him up, and force other guys to shoot and kind of make him play in a phone booth, and he still had a really good season. But this year, you can't double him. I mean, if you double, he's going to knock through. Great job trailing the breaks, hitting 3-point shots, hitting pick-and-pop 3-pointers, and just playing a nice, efficient, smooth game. Because we're playing such a fast game, he kind of bides his time. But we know when it becomes more of a half-court game, he's the guy that he can go dribble and get a bucket in the post, and he can also pass that ball is very good and just kind of, initiate the offense with his great passing ability.
Feels like the schedule was built in a specific way where those first 3 games of the season came fast and furious, all 3 games in 8 days. And now essentially the team is playing 1 game a week for a few weeks here, at least leading into that event that's going to be out in California. Is that just the way the schedule is, or is there some benefit to getting some games in quick and then being able to get back onto the practice floor a little bit more as you get into that second group of non-conference games?
Yeah, they came quick, and like you say, for a team that plays fast, you're able to get 4 good games in, and it probably helped out that we have about 6, 7 days between these games. A little banged up after this game. Kellen took a shot on the screen, and I think Polo Channel tweaked an ankle a little bit, so having a weekend between games before pretty fourth range I think is good. And then it starts to get real once again. You know, when you go to California for 3 big games, obviously in that tournament with Santa Clara, a very good team, and then even Minnesota, and then a road game against Loyola Marymount. That's when it really starts to get real, a little bit more chewy shape.
He is Earl Austin Jr. You listen to him alongside of Bob Ramsey for all the Billikens broadcast. They're going to be back with you on your radio dial coming up on Friday night when the Billikens match up against Purdue Fort Wayne. That's going to be a 7 o'clock start over at Chaffetz Arena. Earl, we always appreciate you taking the time with us, and hopefully we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
It's my pleasure, man. Always good talking with you.
Awesome. Very good. That's Earl Austin Jr. joining us on the show. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's that game against Grand Canyon that's one that I think you feel really, really good about. And to do what they've done in the last couple games, because I think those first two games, and look, it's the first two games of the season. Of course, there's going to be some red flags. But you come out of those first two games of the season against Southeast Missouri and Chicago State, and it felt like the narratives after those games were actually more negative than positive about some of the things that the team did not do as well as Coach Schertz would have liked them to have done. And then you get to a Lindenwood matchup, a week ago today, and they took care of business very easily in that one, putting up 109 points. At that point, they put up 108 and 109 points in back-to-back games, respectively. And then you bring in a Grand Canyon team, which is expected to be pretty good this year, and you really play well. You really play well in that game. You win by 14, pretty consistent in terms of getting out to a good lead at halftime and then holding on to that lead over the course of the second half. And just the various players that we're seeing coming into their own. And, you know, I mentioned Amari McCautry because he was named the conference player of the week, and rightfully so. But there were a lot of players who you look up and down the box score, and when you get one of those nights where two or three guys can be well into double figures, 15 to 20 points, the way it was against so you had two guys in that number against Grand Canyon with McCautry and Avila. But then when you get a gaggle of guys who are scoring between 6 and 8 points, that's where all of a sudden it becomes such a hard offense to defend against. Because, yeah, there are the guys that you know are beating you consistently, but when you really focus in on them, there's a bunch of other guys that can go out and score. In that game against Grand Canyon, SLU had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, had 6 guys scoring between 6 and 8 points. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but I can't overstate just the power of having a deep bench, or not even a deep bench, but just the depth of your team where you can get a whole bunch of guys contributing at that sort of level, because then defenses aren't able to just focus in on one or two guys. And if that can continue on, and if those numbers can even go up a little bit more every once in a while, that's going to go a long way towards this team putting together a very solid season. Still really early. Have not been overly tested. If we're going to say the Grand Canyon is the best team that they've played, then they'd like to test themselves more. But that's going to happen. And they did have the exhibition against Bradley, and they had the closed door exhibition against Iowa, and they're going to see either Minnesota or Stanford coming up at that event in California. So they're going to see some good teams here moving forward. But they're in a very good, very good place right now. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with our friend Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com, and we'll hear from him on what he thinks about some of the young players coming up, and also how much more can the Cardinals augment their minor league system with some potential moves here during the offseason. We'll talk with Brian about all of that coming up in just a moment as you are locked into a Graybar Sports Open on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back at KMOX, it is a Graybar Sports Open Line. The GM meetings are now officially in the rearview mirror. The winter meetings right around the corner. A lot of things to talk about, Cardinals baseball related and also Cardinals prospects related. And to talk through much of that, we're happy to once again bring on to the show Brian Walton. He is the owner at thecardinalnation.com. Does just an amazing job covering Cardinals prospects and Cardinals minor leagues. And we always enjoy talking with Brian, not just about the prospects, but about the team in general. Follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Pleasure to be on again, Matt.
So let's, I guess the question that the number one question that Cardinals fans have right now is sort of a lot of timeline questions. When are guys going to get here? And we can go over some of those, but just from a very general standpoint, Brian, do you expect to see a lot of like high level players making their major league debuts with the Cardinals this upcoming season?
Well, it's interesting, Matt. You know, I think the number may be smaller than we expect, but part of that is because the Cardinals added three players to the 40-man roster late in the season who would need to be protected for the Rule 5 draft anyway, and that deadline's coming tomorrow, by the way, and that's outfielder Nathan Church, who spent about the last 6 weeks with St. Louis, I think, catcher Jimmy Crooks, and infielder Cesar Prieto. So those guys are guys that were, you know, regulars with Memphis this last year, but they've already made their major league debut. Now, the guy that's probably on the cusp the most, and which there's the biggest questions about after the most obvious, J.J. Weatherholt, is pitcher Quinn Matthews, a left-hander, who, you know, had we had this conversation 12 months ago, I would have said that I thought Matthews would be on a McGreevy kind of trajectory. And what that meant was that he was going to pitch lights out early on for Memphis and push his way into St. Louis by the middle of the year. That didn't happen because Quinn Matthews had some shoulder issues, his velocity ticked down, and he had some trouble with his control. But I think, you know, given the need that of pitching that St. Louis has, there's going to be a lot of attention on Quinn Matthews as to his readiness or not readiness to make that final step.
I know Matthews not getting to the big leagues this year was largely connected to, as you alluded to, his injuries, but it's not the worst thing in the world that a year following him going through four different levels of the minor league organization for him to get a little bit more time at AAA before getting to the big leagues. It feels like that's something that can potentially pay out some dividends?
Well, we'll have to see. Certainly his 2024 was exceptional in every way. Not only did he play through into four levels, as you mentioned, but he also led the entire minor leagues, all 30 organizations, in strikeouts. And that, you know, he wasn't able to replicate that in 2025. But, you know, Quinn Matthews is still young. I mean, this is going to be his third full professional year. So there's a lot of runway ahead of him as he sort of remakes himself here going forward. The other guy that I wanted to mention was an interesting add that the Cardinals made to the 40-man roster, a young man named Brian Torres, and he's really not that young. He's 27 years old. Started off in the Reds organization, won two batting titles in independent ball, has been very successful, been an MVP in the Puerto Rican Winter League, and you know continues to hit 300 every year, led the International League, which is 20 teams, in on-base percentage at 441 this last year. And the Cardinals didn't want Brian Torres to get away as a minor league free agent, so they placed him on the 40-man roster as well, and he can play second base as well as all over in the outfield. So it gives the Cardinals another guy to put in the mix as they figure out which guys they're going to keep and which guys they're going to trade away, and potentially even non-tender. The non-tender deadline is coming on Friday, and of course that's when the team decides whether they want to issue a contract to the players with less than 6 years of experience that are arbitration eligible.
Are you expecting any somewhat shocking names being, you know, made available on the Rule 5 or not being tendered a contract? Is this something where Chaim Bloom comes in and maybe there's some guys who have been key parts of this organization or people that we thought were going to be eventually in the big leagues who all of a sudden are given the opportunity to go somewhere else?
Well, I saw one member of the local media throw out the idea, you know, would Lars Nootbaar be non-tendered? I think that's ridiculous. I think Nootbaar has tremendous value. But, you know, relievers are fairly fundable, I have to say, Matt. And you look at a John King, for example, and a Jorge Alcala, who the Cardinals got in, you know, from Boston. And those guys are guys that are, you know, eligible for arbitration, so they're going to make some money, a few million dollars, and could probably be replaced by minimum wage guys off the free agent market. So I think the bullpen is probably the place if there were any non-tenders to be. But the most immediate question is, you know, which guys are they going to add to the 40-man roster tomorrow on Tuesday, because they have three openings and they have at least nine players that I see as candidates for those three spots.
How much of it is playing the game of making sure you keep the guys that you want to stay in the organization versus also gambling a little bit that a player would not be potentially selected in the Rule 5?
It's not only that, Matt, that they wouldn't potentially not be selected, but the angle that even if they are selected, do they have enough experience and capability to stay on a major league roster the entire 2026 season? Because if a player picked in the Rule 5 does not stick with his team, then he has to be offered back to his prior team. And if his prior team doesn't want him, he has to be put on waivers. So not only do the Cardinals, because of the nine players I mentioned that are Rule 5 candidates, only two of them have any AAA experience. And so another club's got to look and say, you know, hey, is a Bryson Motz, who was exceptional at Double-A, can we hide him at the back of our bullpen for all of 2026 until he gets up to major league capability? Because that's a question mark. Guy's never thrown at Triple-A. Or a hitter like Blaze Jordan, who the Cardinals picked up from Boston. You know, there's only a four-man bench now in baseball because from the position player side because of the designated hitter. So you can't really stash a guy, a hitter, very, very well unless he shows he's ready for the majors. And Blaze Jordan, you know, showed good power when he came over in the final month of the season, but did not hit for average at all. Needs some more time.
There's a, you know, every publication out there does their own rankings and overall, like Fangraphs recently made the Cardinals their number one farm system. As somebody like you who covers the prospect level so much, how much, and part of this is connected to the fact that they've had two really high draft picks, and J.J. Weatherholt and Liam Doyle are in the organization, so that's going to help the overall ranking of it. But what have you noticed in terms of what the Cardinals have been able to do in the last year plus in terms of really bringing in more talent into the organization and having more available in the minor leagues?
The Fangraphs algorithm is really interesting because they did it more scientifically, I'll say, than most of the other rankings. And that's not to say that the organization rankings that come out from MLB Pipeline or Baseball America aren't good as well. But what Fangraphs did was they took every player in the minor league system and said, you know, what's his potential value? What's his best case? What's his ceiling? And they assigned a dollar value to that. And the Cardinals did it. They ranked number one, both based on quality but also quantity. And that's something the Cardinals have done very well for a long time. And that's churned out large number of players, especially players that weren't drafted, you know, in the first few rounds of the draft, guys like Donovan and Nootbaar and all. So typically the way that farm systems are ranked is by the number of sheer high-end products. How many guys are in the national top 100? I don't think the Cardinals are the number one system in baseball, frankly, but I think they're a lot better than 20-ish, which is where they were a year ago. I think they're probably going to come in the top half this year, but that'll change as soon as J.J. Weatherholt graduates to the major leagues. Then you've got to look at Liam Doyle and some of the other guys that were drafted in 2025 that need to step up when they get their full opportunity here come April.
And the other side of that, too, is the trades that can potentially be made this offseason. You would think that more prospect-level players would come into the organization. Do you feel like this is as they continue to try to prepare themselves for being an organization that can compete at the highest level but do it with their own guys and always have individuals available, how important is this offseason and this cycle where it is clearly known that there's a lot of players that are available via trade?
Yeah, no, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, and that is that the Cardinals aren't going to give up a Brendan Donovan for a bunch of questionable guys. They're going to look for young talents that are not assured, because nobody's assured to be a major leaguer, but look for some talent that they believe can help them in the near term, and I'm talking about in the next few years, next couple of years. And that's probably most on the pitching side, although the Cardinals certainly drafted heavy toward pitching in their 2025 draft. But, you know, you look at the major league rotation now, even with Sonny Gray here, and he may or may not be here, you know, you've just got McGreevy, Polante, and Libertor, and a lot of question marks. And the guys that would backfill them from Memphis are guys that were injured. We talked about Matthew already. Roby missed a lot of time. Tank Hentz, we don't know. Cooper Jerpy missed the whole year. So there isn't a backlog of quality candidates that are healthy at the highest levels of the system ready to help St. Louis.
Pretty remarkable, the three names that you just mentioned with Hintz and Roby and Jerpy, like three guys that you can see as being big-time impact individuals at the major league level, but three guys that really have a hard time staying healthy, and it felt like Roby had maybe turned a corner before he dealt with his last injury, but it's so frustrating when those names are the ones that are connected to injuries, and you just know that if they ever find a way to health, they've got that chance to be pretty special.
Yeah, Roby, Tekoa Roby especially, was exceptional this season. I mean, demonstrated his capability at Double A, got moved up to Triple A, was off to a nice start, then, you know, had to go have Tommy John. And it's, you know, it's not something that's chronic. It's something that's fairly common with pitchers. But, you know, you lose a whole year, and a year is a big deal for a prospect and for an organization that needs help. Tank Hentz, on the other hand, got put on the Triple A roster to begin the season, but I was at the last game he pitched. He pitched one inning on March 11th. In an exhibition game and had to come out, and he didn't pitch again for a long time, went to Springfield, eventually lost for the season. So Tank Hentz is a guy that probably the Cardinals are going to have to make a reliever at some point just to get him to the major leagues, because this is his second year on the 40-man roster and he hasn't thrown a pitch at Triple A. And Tank Hentz, of course, was drafted in that same high school class as Jordan Walker and Mason Winn. And those guys, of course, have been in the major leagues for multiple years. So, you know, they've got a decision to make with Tank Hentz when he's healthy, how they're going to try to find a way to get him to the major leagues, because he just hasn't shown the durability in the minor leagues to be a six-inning starter in the major leagues.
He is Brian Walton. Brian, give a plug. I know you along with Kyle Reese, just started the countdown doing the prospect reviews and prospect profiles. Let our listeners know all about that and everything that you're doing over at the Cardinal Nation.
Yeah, this is a time of year where we get started on our 2026 Cardinals prospect list, and we rank 50 prospects and a number of others who didn't quite make the top 50, but that we like their talent or think they might be breakout candidates. And Kyle and I prepared our list separately and then averaged them together, and that's how we came up with the system ranking. And then each day we'll have an article talking about that player. Number 50 appeared today on Monday, of course 49 tomorrow, all the way through the new year. And then some more articles that follow that sort of look at things like the top prospects of each position and guys who moved up a lot from last year, that kind of thing. Will take us all the way up to winter warm-up. And some of these articles are free so folks can get a view of the, but a lot of them are for subscribers to the Cardinal Nation. That's how we make our business. But I think you'll see Kyle Reese's scouting reports on these players are excellent. They're right to the point. They get to the what they need to do to ultimately make the major leagues.
Very good. He is Brian Walton. Again, thecardinalnation.com is where you check out all of their really, really, really good content. The depth that they go into is you're not going to find it anywhere else. It's fantastic. Again, thecardinalnation.com, and follow Brian on Twitter at @B_Walton. Brian, thank you so much for your time. We'll do this again real soon.
You got it.
All right, very good. That's Brian Walton joining us here on the program. If you want to chime in on anything, you can do so, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or for those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can leave a comment, and we can get into some of those as we go along as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the show. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program. In hour number two, we are going to talk with Mike Meyer from STL Sports Central. We'll talk St. Louis Blues hockey with him. We'll do a lot of Blues in the second hour. We'll hear a little bit from Jim Montgomery as well as the Blues get set to go on a pretty lengthy road trip that's going to begin tomorrow in Toronto. Wanted to mention Mizzou football real quickly. First off, impressive win against Mississippi State on Saturday, 49-27. I think Mississippi State's better than that 1-6 SEC record would indicate. That's not a bad football team. Ahmad Hardy just could not be stopped. I mean, for him to go get 300 yards and average 12 yards per carry, now having a 72-yard run and all that certainly helps, but that was, man, that was quite the performance for sure from Ahmad Hardy. A lot of Mizzou fans, though, are so much focused on whether or not Eli Drinkwitz is going to be sticking around. This is going to be an interesting week when it comes to that, because it feels like the Lane Kiffin situation might finalize itself a bit. I saw the report today, it may have been On3 that reported this, that Kiffin has family members going to both Gainesville and Baton Rouge this week. And I guess, I don't know, I assume most of them have been to those places. I don't know how much interaction there might actually be with university administration officials. And Ole Miss evidently wants some sort of resolution as to whether or not Kiffin intends to stick around over the next week. And if he doesn't intend to stick around, that could make things interesting for, does he walk out the door before they go to the college football playoff? Could you imagine that? A coach getting his team to the college football playoff and then not coaching in the college football playoff because they take a job in the same league. That's unprecedented times right now in college athletics, but that seems like something that could happen. And I think that Florida thing, especially for Kiffin, could impact Drinkwitz. So let's just see how this Kiffin thing plays out over the next few days. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.